804 805. That's 1-800-804-805.
2CH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning on this beautiful sunny day.
Beautiful indeed. Have you had breakfast yet?
I certainly have. I just had my boiled egg and a piece of toast. Nothing too much. But on the weekend, I went out for breakfast. And my God, is Sydney in love with breakfast? You know, 20, 25 years ago, no one went out for breakfast. I think you remember those days. I think we used to buy croissants and invite friends around to our homes and eat those and thought that was pretty swish. But now, everywhere you go on the weekend, every cafe is just packed. And recently I went down to one in Balgala, just behind Harvey Norman's. You know down there?
Yes.
Tucked behind Harvey Norman's, Rosebery Street Cafe, run by a fellow called Rowan Miller, who used to have a cafe in Neutra Bay called Chaos. And he certainly knows how to run a great cafe. It was absolutely pumping. And all the usual things on the brekkie menu, including banana bread, of course, which everyone loves. But this absolutely fabulous brekkie wrap, which is made with smoked salmon, just on a plain wheat tortilla, smoked salmon, scrambled eggs with jalapeno chilies, rocket and some avocado slices and topped with chives. Absolutely delicious.
How do you put scrambled eggs inside a wrap?
Well, you scramble the eggs first and you lay the wrap on the bench top, you put the salmon down and all the other ingredients, and then you very carefully spoon the scrambled eggs onto the top, roll it up and then cut it in half.
It sounds pretty good, I must say.
Oh, it is really. I must admit, it was absolutely delicious. So that's Rosebery Street Cafe down there at Balgala. But look, I think we were introduced to the big breakfast by Mr. Breakfast himself, you know, Bill Granger. He opened the first Bill's in Liverpool Street, Darlinghurst, over 20 years ago now, I think it was. And he also introduced the communal dining table, you know, the big table down the middle. They seem to have gone out of fashion a bit now. But Bill's, of course, has expanded. He now has one in Surry Hills, but he also has one in Tokyo and one in London, so it's really taken off. And I do remember going there and having his delicious ricotta hotcakes. I don't know if you ever had those with the honeycomb butter. Absolutely delicious. But, you know, the breakfasts have become more and more exotic. A lot of people now are serving chakchuka. Do you know what chakchuka is?
Absolutely no.
Well, I'll have to make it for you one day. Or I'll have to take you out to a cafe on a Sunday. It's a North African dish, and the eggs are baked on the top over a lovely melange of capsicum, onions and tomatoes. So that's a North African style, or it can be served Balkan style with feta and eggplant. And eggplant's certainly in season at the moment. I'll tell you about those in a minute. But yes, the Middle Eastern style breakfasts have taken off a lot too. There's a place in Crown Street called Cafe Mint where they serve that, and I know that Casbar at Top Ride and Balmain have fabulous Middle Eastern style breakfast.
Sounds pretty good. Now, what's your recipe for today?
No, it's for that fabulous wrap I've just told you about that I had at the Rosebery Street Cafe last week. And I just want to tell you about the eggplants. I must admit, I've been a bit naughty. I've had so many eggplants outside in my garden and I haven't picked them. But on Sunday afternoon, I went out and decided I'd better deal with them. I've still got heaps left, but I made a huge ratatouille dish. I must admit, I left them too long, and they've put quite a few seeds inside, but they're still delicious. But one of my favourite ways of dealing with eggplant, because I know everyone makes ratatouille, which is that French dish, you know, the mixture with the capsicum and the tomatoes and onions, etc. But another lovely way to deal with eggplants is to steam them, and in that way they don't take up all the oil, because eggplants really love olive oil. So I steam them, and I slice them in half lengthwise, the smaller ones. Put them in the steamer for about 20 minutes, take them out, and I mix together soy sauce, a chili garlic paste and some rice vinegar, a few drops of sesame oil, and I pour that over the hot steamed eggplant. It's absolutely delicious. Garnish it with a few coriander leaves. And I think it's just a lovely different way to deal with eggplant from the normal ratatouille.
Sounds
but I also
great.
Like to slice it thinly and char grill it, but of course it does take up a lot of olive oil when you do that.
Okay, so your recipe is?
For that delicious, luscious brekkie wrap I told you about, with the smoked salmon and scrambled eggs, from the Rosebery Street Cafe in Balgala.
And you find it on your website, which
SheridanRodgers.com.au.
SheridanRodgers.com.au. Speak to you next week.
Okay, bye.